Kale and Company weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So we have a lot of different school news this morning. I'll take you to South Jersey first. This is a child telling police that she was there was an attempted abduction. It's under investigation today. This is Camden County, New Jersey, Berlin Township. Police saying the child reported this after arriving at John F. Kennedy Grade School. So it happened yesterday, Washington and Grove Avenues. 8-year-old little girl says an unknown man approached her from behind, then tried to abduct her as she was walking to school. The girl says she was able to fight off that suspect and run away. She told police that she stabbed the guy with a pencil. Luckily, her pencils were sharpened. Her number twos were sharpened. She was carrying that. So this man that they're looking for may very well have some kind of a facial injury with that pencil stab wound. The little girl was thankfully not hurt here, but they put out the word, a lot of alarm with parents. Detectives say that suspect has a dark beard, last seen wearing dark colored clothing, a baseball cap. So the school obviously sending an email to parents, and nothing is canceled or anything of that nature, but they do have added security, beefed up security.
Good for that little girl. Yeah. Stab that guy. Boom.
Stranger danger.
Yes. Travel, young girls, I mean, my girls were 8 2 years ago. Luckily, I have twins, and they travel as a group. But, yeah, these little girls have got to stay together in big groups to avoid these perverts and these disgusting human beings.
Well, this was one of the issues when they were trying to have, when they were saying that if you lived within a mile or two of a school, you could not have a school bus service. Unfortunately, this is one of the many reasons that parents said, we're just nervous about that kind of thing because of security.
I think this is why a lot of parents, if they have the ability with the job flexibility and their schedule, they drop their kids off at school and pick them up. They don't want them walking 8 blocks.
We have in Norristown, this is a middle school science teacher, Montgomery County, facing facing charges right now. He allegedly requested a kiss to kiss an 8th grade student during an upcoming field trip. We have a lot of field trip news. But in this one, he's identified as 57-year-old John Richards of Newtown Square, turning himself into police. He's facing charges of attempted institutional sexual assault, unlawful contact with a minor, and other related charges. So they say that they responded to the school after this 13-year-old student didn't know what to do because the teacher, and there's a back and forth, there's actually some texting or email evidence according to police, but the 13-year-old girl felt awkward. So what did she do? She called dad.
Good.
She called her dad at work and said, daddy, this is what happened. So dad then gets involved, calls police, and so the authorities arrested this guy.
Good. If Bill Nye, the science guy, ever tries kissing my daughter and my daughter calls me at work, I'm going to leave here at 9:15 in the Big 3, and I'm going to go start cracking skulls. Sounds like a good time to shut down the Department of Education, Dawn.
Well, that's the word is, boy, this is the worst secret, if that's what you want to call it. All these quote-unquote sources are saying, and I know that in our group text, you guys had texted USA Today, but everybody's been reporting this.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, today's the day that President Donald J. Trump plans to sign that executive order seeking to eliminate the Department of Education. Now, they've already laid off more than half of the people. It's a relatively small department. That's what we've learned about the Department of Education. But as well, it officially will take an act of Congress to completely shut this thing down.
Which one of the 650 unelected federal judges in the United States will decide to put an injunction against this once Trump pulls out the Sharpie?
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be about a lot of what
you know that's going to come right away.
Yeah, I mean, this is a real test, I think, of, to your point, of executive powers.
Yep.
You know, we've talked about this for years and through multiple administrations, and even, you know, there are trackers who signed how many executive orders. So this is the system. It'll go through the courts. They'll put it to the test. We'll see.
Yeah. Between Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, Trump and Biden, the last 5 presidents, there are over 637 unelected appointed federal district judges from coast to coast in this country. Now, we'll see who decides to say, not so fast, Mr. Trump.
Yeah. Well, allegedly, this is the excuse that Senator Schumer gives to say that the reason that he went along with him, and I know he's being ripped and that continues and we'll have more of that, but allegedly he feared that, for example, that if all of these different departments, if they had let the government shut down last Friday without the vote, then what would have happened, it would have made it easier for the Trump administration to, you might say, supersize Doge and not bring those people back.
Yep.
That was the allegation here.
Right.
So we're looking at that one. By the way, just a quick follow-up before we get to our next school story, which is a little bit of a field trip story. Remember we had, I want to do this update for you, and this was remember 30th Street Station, the power outage in University City, and how I had reported that in the morning, caused a lot of headaches for people, and they had crews out there. Well, now they're saying that there was a man burned during, it all started with an attempted theft in Philadelphia's Frankfurt section. And so he was trying to steal some Pico electrical equipment and copper wire.
Oh, the copper bandits again.
So, yeah, this is the copper, the value of the copper. So this guy this morning is in critical. Police and first responders were able to actually save the guy's life, but badly burned because
he was electrocuted?
He cut the wrong. So if you're going to go steal wire.
Good.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
It's amazing.
Stupidity intersects with criminality.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
It's like one of those squirrels that chews on the electric line and then gets electrocuted. Yeah. See, fried squirrel. That's amazing.
How do you like your squirrel?
Philadelphia. So, speaking of, we've talked a lot about schools this morning. So, I don't know, my kids, when they were, I don't know what your kids' favorite field trips in the past were. I think our memories are, you know, at the aquarium, which is South Jersey, or one of our local museums, especially when you're in second grade. But we have a case, and this one I think is interesting, and I know, Greg, you sent us this on our group chat, but It's a great talker because, in essence, you have second graders. They were headed to a big school trip, and kids always love to go to their field trips. But in this case, it was not to the local, you know, aquarium. It was not to one of our great local museums or even one of our great local or national parks or a battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
These elementary school kids, second grade field trip, they were headed to the women's rights icon, Alice Paul Center for Gender Justice, which is in Mount Laurel, right? And so this is
gender justice.
This is the field trip that was canceled. Why? Well, because the administrators said that it's a security risk, online bullying. They were being bullied, I guess, so they were worried about security because they were going on a second grade field trip to the Alice Paul Center for Gender Justice. Gender justice.
Who wants to go on a woke field trip, kiddies?
Well, they said that they've done this for years. I don't know. I mean, they're saying it's a security risk. I don't know if they've arrested anybody or if there's an investigation into who was making comments. They call it bullying. So I don't know that this was like a threat that was called in, but they said they were being bullied.
We were 10th grade. We took my greatest field trip of all time. Up in Bethlehem is the home of the Just Born Candy Company.
Yes.
Famously makes Mike and Ike's, Peeps, Zowers, and we took a field trip there. I came home with 13 bags of candy. I was never happier in my life.
You'll see if Maha cancels those.
Field trip of a life. Lots of red dye number five, Dawn. Lots of red dye five.
So Alice Paul, and you know who she is, right? Alice Paul, suffragette. Really,
so
was somebody who fought.
What's the problem with it?
Yeah, I don't
other
know.
Than the fact that it says gender justice.
Yeah,
that's the only problem with this.
Yes, I thought at first when you sent it, honest to God, because you know everybody knows who Alice Paul is, and she's the one. If you look at My Brother Says a Dark Day for America, when women got the right to vote, and kiddingly, I think. But she's one of those individuals who fought for women's rights, born to a very wealthy Quaker family, and passed away in 1977 in her 90s. I think, to your point, Greg Stocker, at some point, I think that they changed the name of the museum to the Center for Gender Justice.
Well, it still has her name in it. It's just that, yes, they did.
Alice Paul's Center for Gender Justice.
So that's what has everybody up in arms?
I guess so. I seriously, at first when I looked at it, when you sent it to us, I thought it was like, it's kind of seven and eight year olds if you've been to that museum, it's, you know, I would think if you're, I don't know, maybe
it's a
high school.
Advanced. Yeah, it's a little advanced.
For little kids, I thought, it's not the most innovative museum or, do you know what I'm saying, interactive museum. So it might be a little bit boring for a 7 or 8 year old. I would say reserve it for, I don't know, at least 8th grade.
But your brother's right, Dawn. We could have avoided this 106 years ago. We didn't have to go down this road.
I teed you up for that. But no, she's an interest of fascinating figure in history. But I think Greg's right. I think people are just so sick of anything that says gender justice. Maybe they thought it was like a, I don't know what they thought.
Specifically at the age of 7, where you can't even process, you know, basic things yet. And we're doing this.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we went to like the Franklin Institute.
Sure.
And where you look up at the stars? The planetarium.
I used to love the planetarium.
They're getting rid of that.
I don't remember if that was second grade. I'm sure it wasn't.
It was close, but, third or fourth.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. You want to learn about powerful women in history? I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, and it's Women's History Month, so I imagine that they made it part of Women's History Month, but I believe I don't really have what the bullying was either.
No.
That's the funny thing, that I don't, this is not like a bomb threat or a threat of violence to my knowledge.
It's people with too much time on their hands who decided to be social justice, or not social justice warriors, anti-social justice warriors, I don't know. I just feel like it's... What school district is this? Fleetwood, right?
Yes.
Fleetwood Elementary School.
It's South Jersey. I really think it's the name Gender Justice. They sent home the field trip form.
So, of course, the commentary comes from Twitter or X.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody writes, "No parental chaperones is a huge red flag. This is a teacher with an agenda," said one commentator on X, formerly known as Twitter. "This is a blatant assault on innocence, stripping parents of their rights. While the woke left brainwashes our kids, Trump would shut this down," said another commentator. An image of school letter to the parents with details about the trip, including the date and the visit, the school's name, and the names of the teachers, was also uploaded to social media. So, yeah, it looks like this was a online social media
boycott.
Yeah. So.
But the center hosts, you know, thousands of kids every year, K through 12 and probably beyond. But again, social media, so they're saying, but they're citing the bullying, to Greg's point. I just want to make it clear, this is not a violent, you know, threat or, thank God, anything of that nature.
How about if you don't want your kids going, then you just don't send them and let the kids who want to go?
And that's...
Is that hard?
I think, okay, I'll just say this, Greg, I will bet that there's something else going on. The fact that I always loved the fact that when my kids were this age, I worked nights either at Fox TV or even when we started up afternoons, so that I could go to these things.
Yeah.
Parents usually love to go to, you know, to be a chaperone, to be involved in your kids.
Yeah, that is odd. That is odd that there's no chaperones.
So that one is, to me, it's the more probable reason for this. I'm just saying. I don't know. We do have President Trump coming here. Do you want to hear about that? And see, he's coming here this weekend.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this already?
We did.
We did yesterday. Broke yesterday.
He needs to come on one of our shows on this station.
So
be here.
Well, so I don't know. He's coming here Saturday for the NCAA. You know, so we'll talk about that. We talked about late in the morning, so I always think, did we talk about, there's a lot of news that we need to talk about.
Maybe Maria Bartiromo can share Trump with us a little bit. I mean, everybody else has interviewed the guy 1,400 times.
He has his favorites, believe me. We are sponsored by First Bank, ready to drive your business's success with a trusted local partner. You can count on First Bank for all the personalized support, smart solutions to help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted local partner for success. Visit myfirstbank.com. You can learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. I don't know if you even want to know what happened with the Sixers, but it was...
Oklahoma City Thunder, they got
beat by. Oh, my goodness.
I think at one point it was 17 to 2.
Oh, great.
It's just like, it's...
By the way, I think the Flyers are like, they lost 7 out of their last 8 games. Yeah. It's bad.
What day is opening day in Major League Baseball?
Well, the Dodgers played Japan, China?
Yeah, it's that overseas thing, which I don't think really should count against your regular season record.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Rodney Pete pulled the Bartram. Did you see that story?
No.
Rodney Pete, the former Eagles quarterback at the Dodgers game, leaned over the obstruction and snagged the pop-up from one of the Dodger players.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. If he wasn't a somebody, he'd be getting death threats right now.
If he wasn't a somebody. Well, thank God for that.
Yeah. I wonder if he's still married to Holly, the hell's her name? She used to be on hanging with Mr. Cooper. Holly Robinson.
Oh.
Pete.
Yeah. Holly Robinson Pete, yeah.
Holly Robinson.
Trying to think of her maiden name.
And by the way, I know that we did this story late yesterday and a lot on it yesterday, but if you look at the digital version of the Philadelphia Inquirer, there's a picture of Leah Thomas, sort of the poster child for what's going on at UPenn with that pausing of $175 million in funding.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
Under this administration.
We're going to get to him.
Oh, boy.
Dun, dun. And all those civil lawsuits, by the way, by the former UPenn students,
mm-hmm.
That's happening too. They knew this was coming. Remember I reported this in news, I want to say like February 20th or something. So they all knew, they had a heads up that this was all looming. So we'll follow it for you, obviously. I think that's it. I did my sponsor, Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, we will get to a big take on UPenn, Swarthmore College, and the platform of today's left. It's the big take. It's next here on Kale & Company.
Oh, we got to talk about the magic, kitchen magic. Family-owned Kitchen Magic has really been making dream kitchens come true and come to life for more than 45 years now. With endless options, colors, styles, all the expert guidance. Kitchen Magic has brought over 60,000 beautiful American-made kitchens to life with either all new cabinetry or the refacing, the countertops, the storage solutions, all of it. And the best part, I think, right now is that you can enjoy 40% off installation, 40% off when you visit kitchenmagic.com. Yeah, an amazing 40% off installation. One more reason to visit kitchenmagic.com. Just schedule that free in-home design consultation. Kitchen Magic, where magic happens, every day. Kitchenmagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app. The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by the good folks at Bucks County Estate Traders, the Big Take, the platform of today's left. You know, the far left, they do not represent, I believe, the majority of the Democrat Party, but it has absolutely seized control of the party, with progressives becoming the vocal minority that shouts the loudest. Democrats have been so consumed with contesting Donald Trump on every single issue that they have boxed themselves into a corner they can't come out of without it being an admission that he is right and this is what Americans wanted. And they are literally on the wrong side of almost every 80-20 or 90-10 issue. And identity politics, it had a short shelf life. It lasted one election cycle. And this is what happens now that you have no candidate, no message, and no policy. You just sink quicker in the political quicksand, and it's honestly spectacular to witness. So what exactly does the Democrat Party stand for these days? What can they run on? Sure, Michael Singleton is a Republican strategist that appears on CNN, much like Scott Jennings. Here he is, stepping into the hornet's nest and serving up a dish of truth. Listen and watch.
But I think the problem is no one knows what the Democratic Party stands for. No one knows what their policy positions are. I think that's a part of the reason why many Democrats are angry. You look at the recent data that just came out, mm-hmm. most younger men, Republicans. People of color starting to teeter more Republicans. Younger voters writ large starting to teeter more Republicans because they look at the Democratic Party for answers and solutions for a litany of problems that they have experienced over the last 8 years. And the Democratic Party has made a lot of promises, but they haven't delivered much on many of those promises, John. So this is an opportunity for the Republican Party, I would argue, to actually offer solutions to the problems that Americans
have.
They are now the party of burning Teslas, swatting other humans, supporting Hamas, trying to convince you that men belong in women's sports and safe spaces, and defending and idolizing somebody like Luigi Mangione. The left is rooting for Tesla to fail. Tesla is an American company that is climate aware. But let's make one thing perfectly clear. That's not the same as the right and Bud Light 2 years ago with Dylan Mulvaney. It's not even close. Nobody rooted for Bud Light to fail. I said terrible business decision. A lot of people certainly boycotted it, but that's completely different than setting Teslas on fire. And if the Tesla you destroy is yours and you own it, that just makes you a stupid person. We'll go deeper into the Tesla terrorism later in the show. But now let's focus locally on the two other hills that the left is willing to die on. And that would be anti-Semitism and the ignorance to the biological differences between men and women. Donald Trump has said, if you F around, you're going to find out. He's also a University of Pennsylvania Wharton Business School guy. And he's officially done with the Philadelphia Ivy League institution. Here was the breaking news yesterday on Fox Business. Listen and watch this.
President Trump has promised to protect female athletes. He has threatened to rip federal funding away from any university that defies his executive order, banning biological males from infiltrating women's sports, and he is doing it. We are the first to report that President Trump has paused $175 million in federal funding from the University of Pennsylvania over its controversial policies. A senior administration official telling Fox Business that this is just a taste of what could be coming down the pipe for Penn, a proactive punishment from the president to pull back discretionary spending going to the school from DOD and HHS. The university is still at risk of losing all its federal funding as a result of the ongoing Title IX investigations looking into Penn for allowing transgender athlete and biological male Leah Thomas to compete on the women's swim team, use women's locker rooms, while exposing his male genitalia to his fellow female athletes.
$175 million. That's actually only about 20% of the total they get on an annual basis from the federal government. And the timing couldn't have been more poetic, as yesterday was the three-year anniversary of Leah Thomas, a dude pretending to be a chick, finishing ahead of Riley Gaines in a women's swim meet. Riley Gaines from the University of Kentucky. Penn and other colleges and universities that receive federal funding, they've been warned to adhere to the executive action that protects women via Title IX. Failure to comply will result in you being hit where it hurts, and that's in the wallet. But did you know UPenn's annual cost of attendance for the 2024-2025 academic year, $85,738. $85,738 per year. And did you know also that UPenn's endowment totals $22.3 billion as of June 30th, 2024? That staggering figure comes from over 8,800 individual endowment funds. My personal opinion, our tax dollars should not be going to private institutions with a bankroll that matches what Elon Musk could spend to purchase Twitter. And the suspension of the funds, according to a Trump official, is being dealt with by the Department of Defense and also the Department of Health and Human Services. But from this level of insanity to the absurdity of anti-Semitism occurring locally in Philadelphia College, well, here we go. 6ABC reporting this yesterday. Headline, 15 students sanctioned for protests at Swarthmore College. Of course, the headline, it's relatively benign because the slant is real within. Here was the story from 6ABC here in Philadelphia. Listen and watch this.
Swarthmore College is responding to sanctions against 15 students who participated in pro-Palestinian protests. One of those students was suspended on an assault charge for using a megaphone indoors. The protest took place between October of 2023 and March of last year. They were part of a national wave of student activism in response to the Israel-Hamas war. A Swarthmore spokesperson says the Delaware County School supports peaceful protests, but added those rights do not extend so far as to infringe on the ability of other students, faculty, and staff members to fully engage in the life of the campus, nor do they give license for protesters to disrupt the essential operations of the college.
But let's call a spade, shall we? These are not pro-Palestinian protests anymore. These are anti-Semitic, threatening, hate-fueled methods of intimidation. And why is this continually happening? I thought we were past October of 2023. Well, because academia is littered with progressive thinkers, left-wing ideology, and it's overwhelmingly taught by liberal professors. These are the same people who do not value free speech. They are the same people who value diversity in appearance and lifestyles, but they don't value diversity of thought. The same ones who will talk about January 6th, but be completely mum on the summer of 2020 riots, the Teslas being vandalized, city protests that have engulfed this country in every major market for closing in on 2 years now, that impedes upon people's ability in society to safely get from point A to point B without obstruction. FIRE is a Philadelphia-based organization that defends and promotes free speech for all Americans, whether it's on campuses, in our culture, or in the courtrooms. Bill Maher had this to say about them and speech last Friday. Listen and watch.
Then there's this issue of Mahmoud Khalil. He is one of the protesters, the Palestinian protesters, and I don't agree with his point of view, but you know what? If you're an honest person, you have to defend him if you believe in free speech, because that's what free speech means. I say it all the time when it's on the other foot, and I can't change because it's now this guy. It's defending the dirtbags you hate. So this guy, now, here's what FIRE, and I love this organization, that's yep. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, and they go after the left a lot, mostly, but they're honest. They said, if the government has got anything other than just somebody who is saying things they don't like, talking about this guy, they need to show it now, because otherwise the harm to First Amendment freedoms will be serious.
I agree with a lot of what Bill said there. I agree with everything that FIRE stands for. But where speech becomes criminal and is no longer protected is when we see what people are doing with Molotov cocktails to Teslas, when we see what Hamas sympathizers are doing when they threaten and intimidate not only American, but also Jewish students on campus or in the city, and what's happening with members of the LGBTQ plus community when they threaten to go off on you for accidentally misgendering them. We played you a clip on the cut sheet a few days ago in that retail store between a customer and a sales associate. But I'll wrap by quoting a tweet from our boy, the Road Warrior, on social media, who spent decades as a homicide detective and knows a thing or two about the law and your rights. He says, quote, "It's terrorism. Tell me Tesla owners aren't thinking about arson or mechanical force used against them because of the car they drive. It's also economic terrorism designed to coerce people into avoiding a produced product because of fear of reprisal." That's from our boy Road Warrior. But this is the platform today of the left, alleged smart kids defending radical ideologies under the guise of protests and free speech, men claiming they are women, and then chastising you for disagreeing and defending females, and climate activists now destroying the climate-friendly car that they loved for years. Crazy times indeed, but the time for fun and games is over, and I just hope that these unelected judges stop playing politics and return to common sense. And that's the big take.
Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders, the place to furnish your home or office and make a statement. Browse over 16,000 pieces, all high-quality famous brands, meticulously cared for and curated by their experts. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or their showroom in Hatfield. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. Let your comments be heard on social media and, of course, in our YouTube chat. All right, so a lot to pick apart here. Dawn Stensland, locally, you want to go Trump and Penn with Title IX and female rights? You want to go Swarthmore and anti-Semitism, courtesy of 6ABC? Have your pick.
Yeah, I was glad Jeff Bartos was on the air with me when we were able to ask him about that, the Swarthmore situation with the protests that happened yesterday. Here's what I would say about UPenn, they were bracing for this for at least a month. They knew the cuts were coming. And so they've, you know, had to suspend some hiring, suspend some programs. And that's one of the headlines here. But what I see when I look at this entire situation is Americans in general having a lack of tolerance for these Ivy League, Ivory Tower institutions, if you will, mm-hmm. because in my opinion, it's a culture war. It's a class war. And what I see here is that when you understand that these universities do, through the process of all of the donations and tax dollars, ultimately our tax dollars are being funneled into these major universities, which our kids can't get into.
Right.
And so it's in part to me, part of the lower tolerance for anything going on at these schools that the people are saying, yep, how come, not for nothing, but either I'm paying off my student loan and I'm really struggling. My wife and I, well, my girlfriend, I mean, we know people like that who work at the station. They put off getting married in the first place because they were paying off their student loans. Mm-hmm. Now they're putting off having children because they're paying off, you know, paying their student loans. Or maybe you're mad because your kid couldn't get into these schools, couldn't dream of getting into the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this is going on with all of this, not just the anti-Semitism, but as well the elitism that people see.
Yeah,
I simply think there's part of this that is on many layers and levels. It's a class war and it's a culture war. And I think people also say to you, when all of these protests start happening and you see all of these quote unquote foreign kids, and you say to yourself, wow, all these foreign kids, and they're not rich foreign kids.
No.
From all these different countries from all over the world, and they're not necessarily touted as, hey, this kid is the top software engineer in the universe who's coming to an Ivy League. That's not what this is. These kids, quote unquote, in their 20s and almost 30, are known for their protest and protected under our country's First Amendment rights.
Yep.
I also think that represents this culture and class war, because you're saying to yourself, really? Really? These kids from foreign entities, they're coming here, essentially money funneled from our paychecks, paying for them to come over here, stay in school over here at elite universities where they graduate from, where I or my kids never could have graduated from, you know, and so there's a lot going on here as far as America first.
Yep.
You know, but I really more and more see it as a class war as well.
And we live in this very, very tribal society. I think social media really illustrates how people go to their little corner and they stay there and they insulate themselves with just one way, a one-way street of thought and speech. And then you have these campuses, these Ivy League schools, and even the non-Ivy League schools, but the private, very expensive schools, Lafayette, Lehigh, Muhlenberg, somebody that's, you know, a Patriot League school, but not an Ivy League school, but certainly very ritzy. And it's a tribal think tank. I mean, I think we went through the numbers in the fall. It's that 98% of professors are liberal. The conservative representation is very, very minuscule. And those people are not given the same free speech rights, because then they got to deal with the blowback. But then you think about Penn, and Trump knows a thing or two about you, Penn.
Because he graduated from the Wharton School.
Room, tuition, and board. Your cost of attending the calendar year is $85,000 a year. That's $170,000 for two. That's if you got no grant money, no scholarships, no loans, you're talking to get a 4-year degree at Penn, perhaps to be a teacher or a communications major. Maybe you're not going to be a lawyer or a doctor or an engineer or a psychiatrist. $340,000 a year. And Trump, if you think about it, he kind of let them off light, because the federal government is giving $1 billion a year. He slapped them with $175 million, which is just under 20%. So you talk about what's right and what's wrong and what's not fair. So let me get this straight. $85,000 a year plus an endowment of over $2.2 billion from 8,800, we'll call them donors. $1 billion a year in federal funding. And then I have the previous administration telling me, Nick Kale, not only do you have to pay off your little pennies that you owe Temple, but now you're going to have to pay off other people's student loans because of a forgiveness program, because they were dumb enough to go to Penn and go for a program that they could have saved money on at Montgomery Community College, got 60 credits out of the way for pennies on the dollar, and could have went to a state school to become a teacher and not owe 220 grand. And now I got to pay that as well? No shot.
But here's what, when I talk about that this is a class war, a class and culture war, but especially a class war, so 46% of undergrad students don't pay what you're saying. Their average aid package is about 69 grand a year.
Wow.
So who pays for that? You see what I'm saying? And so I think you start looking that up, and maybe you or your kids or your grandkids, they're going to MCC, they're going to a community college, or they're going to a state college because that's what they and or the family can afford.
Or a trade school.
Or a trade school, and that's not cheap either.
No.
And so you look at that and you go, well, who's going there? And then all of the Ivy League schools, all of them are very proud of how many foreign students come here. And yes, in the news, whether or not this is true, the perception is that, oh, all these kids who are coming from Middle Eastern countries who are anti-Semitic or bringing this, you know, pro-Hamas protest behavior, this is the perception, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like, wow, all of these kids, all of these, you know, 20-plus-year-olds are coming to this country. First of all, it's an expensive flight. Then they get all of these visas and special visas and all of that. And they're here, and they're here for years and then extended beyond that. And they're all getting, reportedly, all of this, quote unquote, financial aid.
Right.
Who pays for that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing that I think, you know, you talk about tribal. I think, if anything, Trump has united the pro-America tribe. And it's a very big tribe.
Yeah, it's very big. Absolutely right. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, wrap up the first hour. Musk-hating hackers release names and addresses of every Tesla owner in the United States. Where do you see the graphic? Get on over to YouTube. I have a feeling we're going to see some Tesla owners being swatted in the coming days. Sadly. I hope these people are brought to justice. Kale and Company, as we continue next on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
You know, with the beautiful weather, 70 yesterday, 69 today, first day of spring, it's really the time of year that you look out at the lawn and say, oh, my lawn looks terrible. I was so excited yesterday. I got my first, you know, invoice from National Lawn of America. Natural Lawn of America is awesome. We've had them for years. My husband and I, we shopped around because, you know me, I want a safer kind of lawn service. I don't like all the chemicals, but here's the thing. We never even know when the technician comes because they come throughout the day. This is very low maintenance, but high quality. Come throughout the day, treat the lawn, and then give you a write-up with all the pre-emergent weeds or with the fertilizer. So we got the first fertilization yesterday, just in time for the first day of spring. I just love Natural Lawn of America. They're a great service, and it makes so much sense that you make sure that you choose a service that's safer for your family, for your pets, and that's why we chose Natural Lawn of America. So for the, you know, natural organic fertilizers to the safer weed and insect controls, they're going to make sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. Don't take my word for it. Just join the growing number of homeowners who have already switched or are switching to Natural Lawn Safer services, and you're going to start enjoying a much more beautiful, a safer, eco-friendly lawn that you're going to be proud of for sure. Just schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today. That's what we've had for years. Get free seeding every year. If you want the greener, healthier lawn plus the free seeding, just call Natural Lawn. It's easy. 800-FREE-SEED. 800-FREESWED. 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best, so call the best. Choose My Lawn Care Company. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell Dawn sent you.
Get on over to YouTube. I'm going to give you this map on the other side of all of these Tesla owners, not revealing their identity, but you will see on the map of the United States all these little hot spots of pockets where Teslas exist. Elon Musk says this is extreme domestic terrorism, and we've got some of the chilling details on the other side. And then also, you heard about the copper klepto that went nuts here and caused a power outage in Philadelphia. wait till you hear what one of these anti-Musk activists did and accidentally harmed themselves in the process of trying to destroy Chargers and Teslas en masse. Unbelievable story. We'll give you all of that after the news. Dawn is coming up next. Hour two of Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.